Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Most of us are more influenced by the world and what people have to say than what you realize. And there are some of you that even though you intellectually know that by His stripes you were healed, what the doctor says would just ring in your ears. You would have thoughts of, I'm going to die. You would plan your funeral. You would remember everybody you've ever known that had that same problem and how they died. And you'd rehearse this in your mind. And it would keep most of you from resting in the fact that God's healed you. It takes effort to do what I'm talking about, but it's as simple as what I'm talking about. God's already provided everything. What is it that you need today? God's already provided it. Will you just trust Him and believe and rest in that? Or are you going to sit there and feel like, no, I've got to do something. I've got to do something. I can't just sit here and wait on God. If that's the way you believe, then it's not going to work for you. You can void the grace of God. But God's grace has already provided everything. And this is what the seventh day Sabbath was all about. The fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. It's just describing a position that you can enter into where it's done. God's provided everything, and I'm not going to worry about it. God's anticipated anything that could ever come against me. His grace has already provided it just as surely as He provided every need that the human race would ever need. It was all provided. This earth can sustain whatever happens on this earth. God created it that way, anticipated anything that could ever happen. There's never anything that's going to happen that's going to surprise God. He anticipated. It was so complete, He just rested. There's nothing left to do. Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Good.
And that's the way it is with your salvation. Nothing is catching Him by surprise. There's not any person here that has a need that shocks God. He's already built on the inside of you His grace that has already paid for whatever it is that you need. And all you got to do is just trust in it. And this gives you a lot of peace about the future too. You may not know what's coming, but God knows. And God's already dealt with it, and He's already given you the grace to deal with it. And you know what? You just don't have to worry about it, regardless of what happens. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Whatever comes against you, your strength will be there to meet it. And you can rest in that, and you can trust God. And you can just get to where you live a life this way, and you aren't uptight about stuff. You aren't worried about things. You cast all of your care over on the Lord because He cares for you, and you trust Him. I would recommend this lifestyle. It's a better way to live. You don't have to take something to put you to bed at night, something to wake you up in the morning. You don't have to take antidepressants and do all of this. You don't have to take a pill. You live off the gospel. Amen. It's a better way of living. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank You for these truths. Father, thank You that You've anticipated everything and that You've provided everything that we ever could need. Father, I pray that somehow You'd use these words today to speak to people here in this room. And that, Father, those who have been worried and fearful and doubting about whether or not You are going to come through, Father, I pray that You'd just help them to realize that You've already dealt with it. It's already done. They've already got it. You've already supplied it. That Your grace has already made the provision before they ever had the need. And Father, I pray that You just help people to rest and trust in that, to lean upon You. Cast their care about it over on You and let You take it. That Father, they would quit holding their problems in their own grip, in their own power. That they'd open up their hand and just let it go. Thank You, Jesus. I believe in my heart that God is speaking to some people here today. That some of you here today have been uptight, and maybe you are believing for the right thing, but you're trying to make it happen. All of the burden is upon you. All the weight's on your shoulders. You need to transfer this over to the Lord, and you just need to tell Him that, man, you trust Him. that you aren't worried about it. And you need to let go of that. You know, everybody to some degree can say that that's you. I don't think that any of us do this perfectly. So every one of us, I've been encouraged by myself today. But you know what? I'm not asking everybody to respond to this. There are some of you here that this isn't just a reminder. It isn't something that just helps you to get back on track a little bit. There's some of you that it's like you've been going the opposite direction. Man, you've tried, you've begged, you've pleaded, you are trying to force God to move. You are worried about things, you're anxious, you're uptight. And this isn't just a correction for you, it's an about face. It's going in the other direction. There's some of you that God has spoken to miraculously today, and you know that this was destined for you. This was God speaking to you. And I'd like to ask you to be humble enough right now to just say, you know, that's me. And I'm going to respond to this. I'm going to cast my care over on the Lord. If that's you, and if you would like to repent openly and receive this prayer, I just want you to stand right where you are, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer of casting your care over on the Lord and just beginning to rest in the Lord. Now again, everybody could respond to some degree, but I'm talking about those that this isn't just a little reminder or a correction. It's an about face. You haven't been living this way. You're going to turn from this and you're going to start trusting God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, if you've understood correctly and if you've responded to this, this is well over 50% of the crowd. No wonder. No wonder we haven't seen better results. Because we aren't just resting in the Lord. We aren't trusting in Him. We're trying to do it on our own. I tell you, this is a secret to the Christian life. It's a secret that's now been revealed. Praise God. I believe it's going to make a difference in your life. Father, I thank You for all of these that are standing. Thank You for them humbling themselves and saying that, Father, we have not trusted in You. We haven't felt like You already knew every problem that we would ever have, and You've already made the provision, and we've been wondering and in unbelief if You would meet the situation. Father, thank You for these people humbling themselves and admitting it and standing publicly. Father, we just say that we're sorry for not trusting in You. I know many, many people here, it's because they've never heard this. And Father, we can't believe what we haven't heard. But we thank You for the truth. We receive the truth. We receive this and thank You, Father, that whatever our problem is, that You've already meant it. You've already put that power on the inside of us. And so now, Father, we stand to turn from our own self effort, our own trying to fix things on our own, and we just labor right now to rest. We make a commitment to start trusting You and believing that, Father, You are going to work things out for us supernaturally. Father, we cast our care about these things over on You. We refuse to worry about this. We refuse to be bothered any longer. Father, we believe that You love us and You are taking care of these situations. And we thank You. And I just speak the peace of God over all of these that are standing. And Father, right now, a supernatural peace, a peace that passes understanding, comes into every heart, into every life right now. And that, Father, we just lose the burden and the weight of these problems. We refuse to lose sleep over these things anymore. We know that You never slumber or sleep. You're going to be up all night anyway. We just give You our problems. We give You our cares, Father, and we believe that we're going to sleep. Thank You, Jesus. Father, I speak peace over Your people. I believe that the Holy Spirit is taking these cares away and that, Father, faith is coming in on the inside of people. And thank You that things are beginning to work out supernaturally right now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we thank You. I believe there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of testimonies of how You miraculously manifested Your power when we got out of the way and let You be God. Thank You, Jesus. Father, we agree and we receive this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe you receive. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated. You know, one little quick testimony that my son, Peter, was 3 years old before he talked. And we finally, and it was because we did everything for him. There's no reason for him to talk. All he had to do is point and grunt. And so I finally determined, I started telling him, I said, you know what? You aren't going to get it unless you talk. And we were coming out of a bathroom and they had a door that was really hard to open. And he put both hands on that door and was trying to open it. And then he put his foot on the door and got to pulling, which of course was counterproductive. And he was never going to get that door open. And he looked at me and he was grunting and I knew what he wanted. But I said, I'm not going to do it unless you say something. And he wouldn't say anything. And I couldn't really solve the situation because he had that doorknob in his hands just like this. And it would have, you know, it was hard to open and I would have had to squeeze pretty hard and I would have squeezed his hands. And I said, I can't help you until you let go. And you know, when I said that, the Lord spoke to me and he says, that's exactly the way I feel about you. As long as you have this situation right in your hands, I can't help you until you let go. And you know what? Some of you just let go today and you just turned it over to the Lord. And you're going to be amazed at how God supernaturally intervenes in your situation. Thank you, Jesus. I believe you're going to see a miraculous difference. Isn't that great? Well, Wendell, are you ready for your meeting? I tell you what, I'd like to dismiss those of you.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to introduce to you a brand new feature that we have, and that's our online Charis Bible College School. We have about 15 different locations around the world where we have Charis Bible College Schools. We've had correspondents where you send in and get CDs and have tests that you send in and they get graded. But now we've started an online Bible school where you can actually sign up with other people, go through the classes. It's a structured thing, and yet it's flexible enough that you can make it according to your schedule. Wherever you are, you can get on this, and you have a facilitator that comes on and interacts with you, and it's the next best thing to being in one of our Charis Bible Colleges. I think it'll be a blessing to you, so check it out. You can call 719-635-1111, or you can go to our website, awmi.net.